Adam, kind of, we talked about this a second ago in the intro, but just the overall findings of the study. What stuck out to you about this study?
Well, really, we looked extensively at Medicaid's importance in rural areas all around the country. There were some states that stuck out. North Carolina was one of those. North Carolina is in the top 10 state for the percentage of children in small towns and rural areas who receive care through Medicaid and CHIP. It's about 10% higher there than in our urban areas in North Carolina. So that really stuck out to me.
Yeah, Adam, you spent a lot of time in our state, 17 years as the director of the Health Access Coalition for the North Carolina Justice Center. I'm curious, your time in North Carolina, how much did it hit close to home being able to do this study?
Well, this is a real privilege for me to be able to look all around the country and then also, you know, focus in on things I feel are important. And I really spent a lot of time in rural North Carolina speaking with people, talking with folks, hearing about what their issues are. Healthcare is top of mind for many folks. If you're working in rural North Carolina, you maybe work somewhere where you don't have access to health insurance through your job, whether it's, you know, at a hotel or a gas station or restaurant. And so Medicaid is really important. And so it's really, really interesting to be able to focus on some of these rural communities and see what the importance of Medicaid is, especially when the cuts they're talking about in Congress are so big to Medicaid.
Yeah, let me ask you about it from the children's aspect in particular. What is this study and what is this Medicaid and the cuts? What does it mean for children nationally, but also here in North Carolina?
Well, look, you know, Medicaid and CHIP are government programs, and now, we can always find more efficiencies in government programs. There's always, you know, we're going to be able to do some fixing and make things work better. And if there's some waste, we can cut that. But the kind of cuts they're talking about in Congress right now are in the trillions of dollars. So that's sort of like taking a 20-inch chainsaw to the program instead of pruning shears. And, you know, all joking aside, when you have such a high percentage, almost 50% of kids in rural areas and small towns getting coverage through Medicaid, the kind of cuts they're talking about in Congress could really hurt children in our rural community. So I think that's one thing nationally and, you know, especially in North Carolina with its high percentage of folks who live in rural areas, we're really trying to focus people up. Attention on.
Well, what about maybe communities that have a larger percentage of American Indian or Alaskan Native residents or tribal lands?
Yeah, when you have tribal lands, that those numbers go even higher up. There's more folks there who are relying on Medicaid. And that's, you know, partly a legacy of how we've treated our tribal communities, and it's also partly of how rural some of those communities are. So I think there's sort of a double whammy there.
Adam, as I let you go, where can our listeners go to learn more about the study and just try to get involved and maybe help to author some of this change and prevent some of these cuts to Medicare and Medicaid?
We have our website, Center for Children and Families at Georgetown has these reports on it, and it's all very accessible to just take a look at and see what's happening, and so you can have the best information as we go forward.
Adam Searing, Associate Professor of the Georgetown University McCourt School of Public Policy and the Center for Children and Families. Adam, I really appreciate the time this morning. Hope we get a chance to visit again soon.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Stay warm.